This is the Catch Up on Three Things for the Indian Express, and I'm Shashank Bhargav. It's the 5th of October, and here are the headlines. Addressing his first public rally in the valley since the abrogation of Article 370 that granted special status to Jammu and Kashmir, Home Minister Amit Shah today ruled out any dialogue with Pakistan, even as he went on to target the quote, three families that ruled Kashmir for 70 years, unquote. Shah also announced that the elections to the J&K Assembly would be held as soon as the Election Commission completes the process of revision of electoral rolls in the Union Territory. With an eye on the 2024 Lok Sabha elections, Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao today renamed Telangana Rashtra Samiti, the ruling party in the state, as Bharat Rashtra Samiti. On the occasion, over 280 party executive members, MLAs and MPs passed a resolution to change the name of the party. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat today called for peace and brotherhood in the world. Speaking at a rally in Nagpur on the occasion of Dashera, Bhagwat said, in times when efforts are being made to divide society, we have to stay together. Invoking the murders that took place in Rajasthan's Udaipur and Maharashtra's Amravati recently, he said, quote, though it doesn't happen always, this time some prominent people from even the Muslim community opposed these incidents and branded them as anti-Islamic. This should not be an exception. All societies must speak out, unquote. For the first time since the Shiv Sena's inception 56 years ago, two Dashera rallies are being held in Mumbai today by the party's rival factions in what is being billed as a show of strength by both camps after a change in government in June. Anticipating huge turnouts at the rallies of the Sena factions, the Mumbai police have tightened security at the Shivaji Park and the Bandra Kurla complex. An army helicopter that was flying in the forward area near Tawang, one of India's last points on the China border, crashed during a routine exercise today, killing one of its two pilots. The army has not revealed the cause of the air crash yet, and more details are being ascertained. This was the Catch Up on Three Things by the Indian Express.